Like I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, it's wonderful today to be here with all of you this morning.
Amen.
In this beautiful church.
Thank you.
And part of the reason that it's for me, at least from my perspective, is it's a reminder of the fact that although there are differences in the details, I'm in a different church than I usually am accustomed to on Sunday morning. There's differences, but there are the important things are the same. And that number mainly is Jesus.
Yes!
It's the same Jesus, right? That we encounter here, as we might encounter if I was over at St. Malachy's, where I typically am, or any of our churches. It's the same Lord who is with us, who comes to us, whom we encounter when we go to Mass. And it's the same Jesus who we celebrated last year, at last Easter. It's the same Jesus we will hopefully celebrate next Easter, or
yes.
20 years ago, 20 years from now. It's Jesus Christ is the same. While he remains the same, and he wants us to remain in him, he is inviting us to change as we go and meet him each time. Jesus loves us just as we are sitting here today, but his love for us is such that he is hoping that we won't stay as we are right now, but that we will actually grow. That we will experience some sort of change in our lives. So it's the same Jesus, and it's the same Jesus that invites us to experience a little bit of growth and change each time that we encounter him. We've been celebrating Jesus' resurrection in the past couple of weeks in this Easter season. We've been hearing these stories about those first witnesses of the resurrection. And even as they're amazed at what's going on and as they're celebrating the great news that they've been witnessing to, even as that's happening, Jesus asking them to go a little further. He's asking them to trust a little bit more. He's asking them to let go of living life on their own terms and embracing life according to his will.
Yes,
And we see that in the first reading today. The apostles are very reluctant and hesitant to allow this man Saul to come into their company because of the things that they knew about him, that he had been somebody who had persecuted the early followers of Jesus, and he was somebody that had a lot of power. And that he could, if he wanted to, he could really inflict harm on them. And so they were very reluctant and even a little bit fearful. But this man Barnabas arrives on the scene, and his name means son of encouragement. And Barnabas was not only able to muster courage for himself, certainly relying on Jesus, relying on the Lord, but Barnabas then was able to take that courage that he received from Jesus and share it with the men and women that were around him. And as a result of what God was doing through Barnabas, Saul was eventually invited into their company. And we know Jesus did incredible things in and through Saul's life, whose name became Paul. And it shows us that God is working. God is the one who is working in and through these people. He is asking them to make themselves available to his grace, his mercy, and his will. And just like those early Christians, we too sometimes maybe have that struggle where we want to do things our own way. We want to do things according to our own will, and we might get a little reluctant or hesitant to open ourselves, make ourselves more and more available to the holy will of God. But it's that same Jesus who we heard about in the first reading. It's the same Jesus who comes to us today. And he can accomplish just as much as he accomplished in that early church. He can accomplish even more through us gathered here today. And perhaps he wants to. Maybe he wants us to be his instruments to spread the gospel, not only to receive the fullness of life in our hearts and minds, but to share that with the people that we encounter. There's no telling the power of what Christ can do in our world today and in and through our own lives. So we're invited to remain in him, and that's the interesting thing. Remaining in Jesus involves a sense of change. So it's a beautiful thing. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here in this place. A little bit different for me, but a reminder that it's the same Jesus, and it's a Jesus who is inviting myself and all of us to continue to grow and to mature in his spirit. We ask as we encounter him today that he will give us the grace to do so.
Amen. Yes, yes.